Employment growth is losing momentum.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, payroll employment growth, which averaged between 150 to 250,000 per month pre-pandemic, has slowed significantly. From May to December 2025, the average growth has dropped to just 12,000 jobs per month. The past 7 months, the U.S. economy has added only 74,000 jobs, compared to 1.1 million jobs added during the same period in 2024. This marks the slowest growth rate outside a recessionary period this century. The unemployment rate in December was 4.4%, up from 4% in January. This shift pushes the labor market almost out of the full employment range. The unemployment figures reveal notable differences based on educational level. Individuals with 4 or more years of college education experienced a low unemployment rate of 2.8%. In contrast, those with only high school diploma had an unemployment rate of 4%, while individuals without a high school diploma faced an unemployment rate of 5.6%. December job gains were primarily driven by leisure and hospitality, followed by healthcare and food services and drinking places. Job losses were mainly in retail trade, followed by construction, manufacturing, and transportation warehousing sectors. The seasonally adjusted payroll employment in the Valley has been at 403,000 since August 2025. The local employment rate is at 4.3%, up from last year's 3.9%. The official unemployment calculation as a product of Depression era is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, 1.8 million discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed individuals are not counted unemployed because they are not even considered as part of the labor force. However, the biggest issue with the official unemployment numbers is the 5.3 million workers classified as employed but working part-time due to economic reasons while seeking full-time jobs. This figure has increased by 1 million since last year, showing a weakening labor market. The number of job openings dropped 11% below last year's level. Hiring and layoffs have also slowed down compared to last year. However, surprisingly, the number of people who quit their jobs has increased by 4.3%. The labor force is expanding close to its average non-recessionary years. However, the labor participation rate remains below its pre-pandemic levels. The overall picture indicates that the labor market still shows some signs of resilience, with December bringing job gains in leisure and hospitality and continued expansion of the healthcare sector. At the same time, the increase in the number of discouraged workers and the rise in part-time employment points to a clear cooling trend. Core sectors continue to add jobs, but broader labor demand is softening. Taken together, the data indicates a gradual, controlled easing in the labor conditions rather than a rapid collapse. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.